to community stations around Australia, produced by the team from 4ZZZ and 4EB, highlights of the Woodford Folk Festival. Oh, swear should have bowed and spit it out. As the flavor lose flavor and you have your doubt. The bulb is where the girl said the weather's lovely, but she's crazy because the television's ticking and the sofa makes you lazy.
I'm here backstage with Rob Longstaff. What is the strangest thing you have ever seen anyone do during one of your gigs?
That is the coolest question ever, because we were playing in Nimbin and this dude got up. With his little kid, like a toddler.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting on the
and picked him up and started playing air guitar using his toddler as the guitar. Now, if you can imagine that, listeners, the toddler was just kind of like lying there straight while his dad was, kind of doing all these groovy scales all over his body. It was hilarious.
Get ominous on this. This is because all them people out there in war zones.
Your live performances are really highly energized and really quite welcoming for the audience. How do you maintain that kind of positivity when you're talking about such heavy issues?
Because peacekeeper doesn't mean just keeping the peace.
There is always some sort of positivity to be brought out of something that is, you know, potentially really depressing.
You can talk about these issues without having to hate yourself or to always feel down on yourself. Like, there are facts that need to be known.
The commander can't hold your fire. Never ever meet that man. I'll ask him why. He'll put on standby while the scenario got dark. Peacekeeper with no team. Can enforce no peace that just becomes an eyewitness degree. Number of times I wish to leave. Couldn't believe that we were here for nothing more than the lip service. Nothing more than the empire servants. Trigger finger, oh so nervous.
Hi, I'm Berserker Trime.
I am. He's an MC. I'm an MC. Brisbane.
I'm Earthboy.
Rock posture. Bass.
Tracksuit instruments.
Can you just give me a bit of an idea of how all of the individuals in the band work together to make the sound that you guys have?
Probably before we even answer that question, we also work as a collective running the label. So we actually run the label
Elephant Tracks.
It's collectively run. It's not ever been kind of formalised as a collective, but each of us take...
We're too lazy to do all that paperwork.
Yeah. Each of us take a particular kind of responsibility. It's a bit like Woodford. Works very much like Woodford in that as long as everyone knows what their particular thing is that they need to do, everything runs very smoothly.
Is there anyone in particular you definitely want to see this year?
Yeah. We saw The Herd tonight. They were very good, and we'll go back and see them again tomorrow night.
Joining me here at the Big Top are Unified Unit. I mean, you came on this morning and there were a few desolate troops out in the front and you have rallied them. Create a real atmosphere there. It's a hell of a show, and also it's all of the songs are sung in Turkish. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we play Turkish music, but in a Melbourne way, and the band is very eclectic and people from different musical and cultural backgrounds, so that makes our sound a unique sound for Unified Gecko.
And I noticed you try to involve the audience as much as possible.
I didn't expect to see anybody this time in the morning there. It was great to have lots of people, and it made us enjoy the gig. If there's audience, it makes us play better, and it was great.
Kemeri bağlamış telli başına, sürükleri düşmüş hilal taşına. Kemeri bağlamış telli başına, sürükleri düşmüş hilal taşına. Henüz girmiş 14 yaşına, edalı işleri köylü güzeli. Henüz girmiş 13...
Kaçıkamo Latin Heart. Cachicamo is actually an animal from that region. It's like a little, it looks like an armadillo. this kind of dance we show at the workshop is called Joropo. It's from the south part of our country. You don't need to learn the step like 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. No, just feel the instrument, listen the rhythm, the beat, and follow with your body.
What are some of the acts you've been keen to see at Woodford this year?
Quite a few, actually. There's like tons. I'm not going to get to see them all at all. I'm just going to cruise and, you know, like check it all out.
So please put your hands together and a warm welcome for Alex Olsen.
I pass a sign in the post, says stuffed monkey lost, and I picture some sad face as she twists with empty arms, and I understand, because I remember the day you followed me home, and in a fit of innocence I took you in. You were a passionate skeptic with a dimpled smile. You framed yourself so well, you were perfect 8x10.
So we're at the end of another long and scorching day at Woodford, and I'm sitting next to Alex Olsen, who's just played a fantastic show at the Lyceum. G'day.
Hello.
And so what are you looking forward to most at Woodford?
Oh, I just got my brochure today, the pamphlet, and it's about 40 pages thick and replete with glossy photos, and I have yet to go through it. And so and we're sitting on this hill, and I'm just looking over 8,000 million tents and stages, and I just imagine there's a whole world to discover. I don't quite know yet.
And now I am alphabetizing my correspondence for some reason, and I'm guessing that's just meaning keeping track of who I've been. You know, time is just a grouchy vagrant, slowly slouching past. And I am sneezing at the dust of all the things that haven't lasted. He's laughing at me. Time, he's laughing at me.
Are you camping this year?
Yes, we are.
Do you have any hot tips for camping?
Find a place where there's a tree and take chill space in the campsite because it's really cool.
He's been wondering what it's missing. And peace in infested waters can never make itself at home. So come on, come on, come on.
I'm talking with Leo. He's just performed a fantastic set. I've noticed in today's performance and in other performances that I've seen you make reference to your Israeli heritage, yeah. In particular with the folk song today.
Yeah.
How important is it for you to share your culture, I guess, and give the audience a deeper understanding of the Israeli culture?
For me, it's more about opening up personally as an artist, because music and art has that kind of ability to be a window, you know, into someone else's culture. Plain and simply just opening up a side of myself which is culturally eye-opening for people.
Trying to break down walls.
We'll be entertained by Bala Bajo. It means in English, come sing, come dance. If you can join in, they'll be only too happy.
About your performance?
The message is Bala Bajo. Bala Bajo means come and sing, come and dance. And it's very important in Africa. Singing, drumming, dancing. That's my message.
With assistance from the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, the Queensland Folk Federation, 4ZZZ, 4EB, and with technical support from Gavin Unsworth, you've been listening to Highlights of the Woodford Folk Festival.